Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. The Rock the Flock house continues to get bigger and bigger. A couple of weeks ago, I added a second floor. The second floor is getting full. I had to add a deck to the house. This week, two more members are being inducted into the Rock the Flock house. Emily and Michael Lundberg, Kingdom Revival, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Greg. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, I thank you for coming in, not just being on the show, being in the house, but you're part of a family now. So you have artists all over the country, out of the country, that are part of this, sharing God's word through, like I said, testimony, sharing word through your music, and literally sharing his word from the Bible. So when we come back, we're going to get the pick out, we're going to get the shovel out, and we're going to dig all in your life and find out what makes Emily and Michael Lundberg tick. So we'll be right back. Kingdom Revival on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're tuning in on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you have scrolled past all these podcasts. You can't keep up with them because there's so many, but you happen to find this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. All I can say is, thank the Lord. This week, joining the show from the East Coast, from up in the corner of the East Coast, New Jersey, Emily and Michael Lundberg of the group Kingdom Revival. Thank you guys again for taking the time to come on here.
Of course, it's such an honor.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Well, this is one of their several fun parts of this show. But before, you got to find out a little bit about me, so you know how crazy I really am. But I don't know a lot about you, Emily, you, Michael. I love Kingdom Revival music. I absolutely love it. Need it on the show. It is one of the genres of music that I don't have on the show yet. And it's Rock the Flock just gets better and better. But before we get into music, before we get into the scripture part of the show, who are Emily and Michael Lundberg?
All right, well, maybe I'll start.
That would be great.
Okay, so my name is Michael Lundberg, born in New Jersey. I am very much that of a prodigal son. I became a Christian at the age of 21 when I was working in nightlife in New York City at clubs. Of course, God's going to find us in the weirdest of places. And it is there where I started to read the Bible. And I spent 2 years reading the Bible cover to cover. And I was like one of those snarky little students that I always thought that there was something wrong with it. And I was reading it to prove that God is not real, kind of a thing. And at the end of that, I intellectually knew that God was real. However, I'll take this on a journey. I had a real sponge-like mind for the word. I loved prophecy. I loved all these little nuggets about it. But the greatest distance is from the head to the heart. And so although I had all this information, I was downloading it and the bucket's full. My heart was still very much, at least in part, splintered. It was still very much in the world, whereas my head wanted so badly to be just on fire for the Lord. So I wind up becoming a deacon at a church, start teaching at that church. I get married. I get divorced. I get thrown out of that church. And then I start to realize that, you know, I never really had a heart for the Lord. I knew all the facts and all the apologetics, but it was easy for me to kind of step away and say, well, I tried that. And so I moved out to California. Now with this knowledge of the Lord, but I backslid immensely. And, you know, fast forward 6 years, I was living in Venice Beach. I was actually living in Jim Morrison's old crash pad, overlooking the ocean there in Venice. And I would throw these DJ sets and these stand-up comedy nights on my rooftop. And, you know, I very much wanted to build this social club in Venice where it was having all these awesome DJs, international DJs, as well as stand-up comics come up and do sets. And, you know, my heart's in both music and comedy. And, you know, at this point, at my lowest, I was using drugs every day. I was doing a lot of drugs. And at this point, that little relationship that I have with the Lord was completely gone. But, you know, God never turned his back on me. I was there in Venice for 7 years to the date. And about a year before now Emily and I left, Emily came into my life. I genuinely think that Emily was an angel sent by God that kind of, you know, rescued me from the path that I was on. I was about to embark on that social club journey. We got the investment for this property on Abbot Kinney, you know, multi-million-dollar offer. We had it, and I thought I was building myself my dream, and it was really, I was building a nightmare. If I would have kept on down that road and God didn't shut that door in my heart, I would have definitely been one of those people that died way earlier than I should have. And, you know, for at least 6 to 7 months of that journey, I started dating Emily, and I was honestly treating her not nearly the way that she deserves to be treated. I wasn't treating myself the way I deserve to treat myself. It was anything but God honoring. And, you know, fast forward, when I was 21, I started to really learn about the Lord in my head. It wasn't until I royally, I mean, colossally messed up with Emily that the grace that she gave me in return for the unfortunate news that I had to share with her about some of the shenanigans that I was up to, the grace and the love that she shared with me, it was very similar to how I would imagine Paul felt when he saw Jesus, the risen Christ. And, you know, I imagine Paul was very afraid when he realized how wrong he was, just as I was very afraid to talk to Emily about the man she was dating. And the way she loved me, that broke my heart. And that is what ultimately set me right back on the path. And this time, a well-rounded path of really knowing the Lord and loving the Lord. And it's interesting. It's like a lot of those head nuggets, those knowledge nuggets that I knew about Scripture, they might not all be there as razor sharp, but the love that I have for the Lord now, it's unparalleled. And so it wasn't until my absolute lowest point, that's why it's like it's so important to me to stress that, because God will meet you wherever you're at in life. And it wasn't until my absolute lowest that Emily came into the picture. And, I mean, Emily, this is probably a good place for you to segue in.
Okay, so yeah, it was, I before I moved down to LA, to give you an idea of how drastic the life change was for me, or just how God works and how he'll just change things on a dime. I grew up in a small town, and I lived there until, a year, or wait a second. I lived there until moving down to LA with Michael about a year ago, right? A year ago? Yeah.
Year and a half ago.
And I was working as a therapist, still a therapist. And I met Michael, and it's interesting. You know, I had an experience in church the week before. I wasn't much of a churchgoer at the time, and I felt something in church for the first time in LA, because my cousin lives down there too, and she took me to church, and I felt something, and it was very powerful. And now, I think I went home, and I probably would have forgotten about that experience. And because I was like, wow, that was neat. I love that. And now back to my old life, you know, God will be there when I want, when I have time for it. Right. And so I end up going back down to LA for a friend's graduation party. And I'm out with my friends and I meet Michael in a bar, and we're sitting, talking. We had a great conversation, about to get up to leave, and I look at his wrist, and there's a Jesus, like the fish tattoo on his wrist. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And this is exactly 1 week later. And I grab his wrist, point to it, and kind of look at him, and he said he didn't know. My face was hard to read. He thought I was going to
dismiss
him
because of my face.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. My life at that point.
Right.
But still.
As would be common in that area, you know, California. So, but I didn't do that. I actually kind of, that feeling I had lit up again. It's almost like a treasure hunt, but far more significant. Like, I felt like I was on a path or something. And so anyway, we start a relationship. We move in together, and I found it really hard to find solid footing in LA. You know, Michael was struggling at the time with different things, and it's just like, I heard like his values were really incredible. And then I would also see he was distraught sometimes when his actions wouldn't match up with his values. But I saw those values. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to try something different. And I wanted to continue on that treasure hunt I mentioned earlier. And so I said, how can I start reading the Bible? And he said, message my mom. So I messaged his mom, and she let me join a 1 year Bible challenge with her. And I started reading every day. Now, there's some things that brought me to God, and one of them was kind of strange, unusual, and not necessarily good things started happening, which now I attribute to spiritual attacks. For example, like when I first started reading the Bible, for the first 7 days I was reading, I would just fall asleep or I was sitting, just like conk, like fall asleep. It was the wildest thing. But anyway, I started reading the Bible every single day, and I started praying in a notebook almost every single day. And what I would do is that if I would pray for Michael, I would just, you know, general prayer things. I was new to it. And then I would pin them on our wall. And eventually, Michael started reading the Bible with me, and I saw, as I was praying and as he was reading the Bible, I saw a massive shift happen right before my very eyes. I saw prayers being answered. I saw him, like, just the values I saw in him sort of started to, like, grow, and, well, not grow, but, like, blossom. They're always there. I just got to see more of them. Yeah, and it was just an absolutely insane experience with the Word that ultimately led us here to New Jersey, back to Michael's family. And that's kind of when we started our music stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty well said. That's pretty much, it all happened really quick. And I'll tell you, this. We left a horror show.
We did, yeah. It was like a,
it was crazy.
It was a horror movie.
And so when Emily's talking about these prayers that were answered, it was quite literally, not to get super deep and like into that conversation, but I mean, we were just hearing things, seeing things, like it was very bizarre.
It was terrifying.
And I think that really helped kind of, you know, I'll be honest, like I always kind of was a very like, because in Christian circles, people are very sometimes, they talk about the spiritual realm a lot. And I used to look at that and I'd be like, oh, not everything's Satan, not everything's this or that. And it's like, wait, no, like actually, like he's quite literally involved in so many tiny details.
He is.
But God is bigger than all of that. So it's like, although we had this horror show, God was almost like shining the flashlight forward to for our footsteps to go down this like arduous road. Like it looked dangerous, it looked tough, it looked difficult, but it's like, so long as we stay on that path, we got ourselves out of that area. And then now we moved here and we started making music, and it's just like, it's odd how God will close the dreams that you had because they were just wrong, and then put these new dreams in your life that you never thought that you would even, like,
God-sized dreams.
Yeah, I was working with DJs and I was like doing that, but I never thought that we would become DJs. Like it was just such a, and like now we're just, we started off with our music, we started making songs and beats with our own lyrics, and then we're like, whoa, pump the brakes. Like, why are we doing this? Like, let's just use the Psalms. And then so we just did a bunch of Psalms with beats behind them. And then we're like, whoa, that sounds good. And then our pastor was like, how about you do, like, other verses of Scripture? And then our last album, we took the entire Sermon on the Mount and we just put, like, Jesus' words with a beat behind it. And we're like, like, why are we not doing this every day? And then we started posting it and people seemed to really like it. And so, yeah, that's kind of a really long-winded introduction. So hopefully we didn't take down the internet with that.
No, sir. There are a couple things in it I will save for the next segment. So when we come back, we're gonna jump into the Word of God. You gave me a sneak peek. I love that because usually I don't get a sneak peek. I just ask if the verse is a verse of season of life or if that verse is a lifetime verse. So when we come back, we'll find out the answer to that and more. Emily and Michael Lundberg, Kingdom Revival, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week, Emily and Michael Lundberg, Kingdom Revival. Guys, we jumped into your life. I wasn't kidding when I said taking the shovel and the pick out because it came out and I loved every word of it. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, before we get into the word, I'm just going to make a statement about a couple of things in that first segment. One, I love it when a husband and wife, when God puts a husband and wife together, it's a powerful force. Two, I loved how you stated it, that you tried your plan and it ended up being a wreck. You find God's plan for your life, and it's absolutely perfect. And that's just something I stress to the listeners every week to follow him. He has the plan. I mean, before you were born, he knows the hairs on your head. He knows the numbers of your days, and he knows his will in your life. So just trust him. Trust him. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, I'm excited to get into this verse. So why don't you just go ahead and open Scripture up and share it with us.
So this verse, Emily and I, we read daily. And so ironically, we got into a little scuffle the night before.
Intense fellowship.
And what asked for a verse. It just so happened that this verse was in our readings, and we thought it was very appropriate for anybody in a relationship. And so it's Matthew 5, 23 to 24. It's probably not going to be a very popular one for people to bring up, but here we go. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar, go and be reconciled to that person, then come and offer your sacrifice to God.
Mm. Why that verse?
So we had our intense fellowship, and we were like, okay, well, you know, we got this interview later, and we're kind of upset with each other at this point. And we're like, so, you know, we had a couple options. We could paint smiles on our faces and have just a non-genuine experience, which is not something we ever want. Like, nobody gains any value from that, and we're not glorifying God in that at all, you know, because anytime we get an opportunity to talk about God, it's such an incredible opportunity, you know, we're going to the altar. And so the other option, which is, you know, in line with not doing things our own way, is we can go and we can be reconciled to each other first before honoring God. And you know, it's just, and you know, that looks like for couples, it's just extensive communication, accountability, and it just immediately, you know, a wave of peace.
Yeah, not only did that verse help us,
right,
in that moment where we're like, wait a second, you know, let's be reconciled to each other and to the Lord. Like, it didn't just help us in that moment, but then it was just so clear that that was what we should talk about on this show today, because as soon as we read that, and then as soon as you asked us, you know, what's like your favorite verse or whatever, it was so clear that by putting that into practice, by not reaching out to you immediately and being like, this verse, right? Like in our own, with our own, like whatever it was before that moment, mm-hmm. we first did this. And, you know, we love each other. I love my wife so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anything to ever get between us. Nope. And so the thought of going on this show with you and being at all fake to one another, it's just not who we are at all. And it's also not what we want to present. So right. So what we did was we reconciled with each other first. And then we came to this altar, so to speak, where we have now a platform to talk about how God's been so amazing, both in our marriage, but also in our lives, without being double-minded and being like, oh yeah, like, I wish you said those things to me last night. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds really good. Like, yeah, so there was no right. passive aggression. And I think like that verse spoke to us so much in that moment. But it's just such a good verse for even relationships and marriages, because it's like, it's just cut it out.
You're right.
Like just don't be passive aggressive. Don't be abrasive either. Like, just reconcile it. You guys are both children of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason to have Satan get in between. There's no reason to have those whispers and those spiritual attacks get in between what God has put together. Mm-hmm.
And it's such a wonderful example, too, of, like, this has been true over the course of our whole relationship. Our testimony is, like, filled with examples of this, where we get to read the Bible. And this isn't advice for people 4,000 years ago. It's not advice for people for the future. It's advice for people for all time.
Yeah.
And, you know, a way to live, a path to be on for all time. And we immediately were able to put it to use. And it's such a great verse, because it's just one of countless examples of that in the Bible.
The Bible's timeless. That's just the way it is.
It is, yes. Well, thank you guys for sharing that. And then going even deeper on how that verse has applied to your life. But tell you what, when we come back, I said they're fun parts of the show. We are going to talk about music, which I absolutely, I'm a music buff. I absolutely love all kinds of music. And now, finally, I get a different sound to the show. So we'll be right back with Emily and Michael Lundberg, Kingdom Revival, on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for joining the show. Thank you for all of your kind comments. It really means a lot to me. Making this show just totally awesome in my vast vocabulary of words I have. That's about as highly intellectual that I can get when I'm really excited. So, Emily and Michael Lundberg from New Jersey, transplanted from California. I love how God moves people. Not just how we talked about being a husband and wife, what that means, sharing the Bible verse, but how God has to move you sometimes physically to align in His will. Well, we get to New Jersey, and there was music in the past that maybe not have glorified the Lord. But we get to New Jersey, and things change. How long, how early in your life did you know that you wanted to be a DJ? And really what I call mixed music.
Yes. Both of us have been in the music scene. Like I went to music festivals and music events for decades straight. And so I've always been very interested in that scene. Michael was in the club scene, so also music stuff. He put on events back in California and LA. And while we've always really enjoyed that scene, you know, it kind of lost it. Not kind of. It lost its taste once we left. And it's just like our entire lives flipped around, and that didn't give us nourishment anymore like we thought it did. Right. And so we started doing music of our own because we had no music that, I don't even know.
That we couldn't vibe with anymore.
Yeah.
To put it easy, a lot of our favorite artists, we would listen to the lyrics and we would understand what the songs are suggesting. And it just would bring us back to places we didn't necessarily love to be brought back to. And so, you know, we both always love music. We have ears for it. And at first it started with us writing our own music. And, you know, we love worship music. But a lot of worship music is other people's experiences with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And what we recognized was how transformative the word was, as is, with our lives. And so we just found a pretty simple bridge, which was to use the lyrics, or rather the verses of scripture that had been there for thousands of years, and just put, just great beats behind them. And that's kind of what we did. We wanted to build something that didn't really necessarily exist in the Christian world, didn't really exist in worship music, which is like EDM house, but like that dirty stuff, you know, that fun, like you sweat to. And you know, they have hip hop like that. They have, you know, rock like that, but they didn't really have a whole lot, at least, of EDM dance music. And so, you know, kind of like what our pastor says, if there's a suggestion that you have for the church, go do it yourself. So we kind of just started making music. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we just started sharing it, and people loved it, and I guess that's kind of where we are today. Right. So we didn't grow up thinking we were going to be DJs or anything like that. This isn't something that's, like, been on our hearts. Music's been on our hearts forever. And then kind of it's really just, I you know, to be completely honest, I think it was just God. God kind of just put this idea in our hearts, and we just ran with it. It was kind of like, you know, here I am, send me. And kind of, you know, a big inspiration for us is if we look at, you know, what happened with the Calvary Chapel movement, right? And ultimately how it grabbed the hearts of the so to speak, hippies and 70s Woodstock era folk. And there was a massive revival that took place with rock and roll and God infusing. And so, I mean, kind of where we came up with the name Kingdom Revival even is this idea of bringing house music and the word itself to wash over all these people that are just seeking things in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think both Emily and I can firmly state this. We view ourselves much more as evangelists than we do even artists.
Amen. Well, speaking of sending, you sent a song to me that is, well, I just say, it's one that will get you going. And it's called Heaven's 401k Plan, which is very unique. And I definitely want to hear about that. So what inspired you to write this song?
So, well, I'll just, you know, we'll just be completely transparent. We didn't write it. Jesus wrote it.
Amen.
So, if in our last album, the word Sermon on the Mount, we took Matthew 5 to Matthew 7 in the Bible, and we just quite literally took all of those red letters from Jesus, and we put beats behind them. So I can't take credit for how good the song is lyrics-wise, because that goes to Jesus Christ, baby. But you know, the reason why we picked the Sermon on the Mount is because it's just so powerful. He addresses everything there. And so, you know, we wanted to share Heaven's 401k plan, which is really just the portion of Scripture. It's about storing your treasures in heaven, not here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to share that one today because it kind of actually coincides even with what we talked about with the verse, you know, a divided mind. You can't mm-hmm. serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. And so for having spent a whole lifetime of pursuing happiness and joy and success and fame in the wrong places, this song, what it means to us, what it means to have us share it, it's so important because it's sharing Jesus' own words on this fundamental trap that we see in society, which is pursuing all the wrong things in the wrong areas.
Mm-hmm.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Well, would you do the honor of introing the song, and then we'll play it?
Hi, everybody. This is Emily from Kingdom Revival.
And I'm Michael from Kingdom Revival.
And this is Heaven's 401k Plan. Thanks for listening.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. What a show. Thank you to all the artists. Your music is just too cool. The way you pour your hearts into it, the way you pour literally as independent Christian artists, the money you have to pour into it, the sacrifice that you make in your life, in your family's life, to do what God has called you to do. God bless each and every one of you. This week, wow, that's all. Thank you, Lord. I mean, I don't know what really to say, but again, thank you, Lord, for Emily and Michael Lundberg for coming on the show. And they've said everything that I would have expected to be said. the power of a godly marriage, the realism in is that no marriage is ever perfect. That's why we need God. The fact that we can chase our tail, how you explain it, how we can work so hard to chase our tail and go nowhere until we step back, surrender, and follow God's plan. So thank you for sharing that, because I think there's people that need to hear both sides of that, the godly marriage and following the Lord and seeking His plan in your life. But before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for what you do, Lord. Thank you for what you do in these artists' lives. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless them. Lord, continue to give them focus, Heavenly Father. Lord, for who you brought to the show this week, Emily and Michael. God, thank you for directing their path. God, I ask you to protect it. Lord, that you will wrap your arms around it. Lord, that you will put a hedge of protection around it. Heavenly Father, that you will send angels to watch after them. And that, Lord, that you will continue to bless their work, to bless their lives, to continue to expand your ministry in them, Lord, to grow your kingdom, and bless each and every step of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, guys, you are really cool. I compare you to another husband and wife duo on the show that I don't know if you've heard. And I talk about them a lot because we're not close, but we kind of are. And it's Mountains in the Sea, and they're in California, and they do a little different. Their music is a little different than what's a lot on the show. But to see what God has done in their life, their marriage, to see what God has done in your life, in your marriage, it's really breathtaking, because we don't step back enough in this life we live to see the small things. To see the small things and hear the small things, that God still moves. And He's moved in your life. Thank you for being that servant. And thank you for putting out some pretty cool music.
Glad you like it.
It's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure, man.
It's an honor.
Well, how can people, as I put it on this show, how they follow you? Because we don't want people to follow us. Because if they follow us, we lead them to a path of destruction. Amen. But if you will tell people how to connect with you, that way we can show them who we follow.
Right. So you can connect with us via Instagram and TikTok with the @ Kingdom Revival. That's KNGDMREVIAL. No spaces or underscores or anything like that. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram there. And then you could also find us via our website. That's kingdomrevival.co, KNGDM R-E-V-I-A-L dot C-O. I saw Revival.
You spelled Revival wrong twice.
What?
K-N-G-D-M R-E-V-I-V-A-L.
Whoops.
dot co.
Close enough.
Kingdom Revival. Not Kingdom Revival.
This is not the first time I've done
that. Emily hasn't done too well in spelling bees.
Well, do you get out and play anywhere?
So, yeah. So, right now, we're just pumping out a lot of music on Spotify, Apple Music, and those different channels we just mentioned. But we actually have a couple of shows booked in California. We're going to be out there in March. And we're doing something in Charlotte. We're doing that in June. I mean, honestly, we would love to play at any church that would love to have us play, whether that be Alabama, Florida, anywhere. We view this as a service. We're not looking to make money from this. We're just looking to have people dance and worship to the Lord. That's it. So yeah, we have some shows lined up, and we're hoping to add some more of that as the days and weeks come.
Amen. What would be cool? Maybe we can get you down to Alabama, because there's an artist in New Jersey. Her name is Gattaca.
Okay.
That came down to Birmingham, Alabama, for a friend and a college graduation, but her and her mom came down to the studio. And so we did a live interview in the studio.
We would love that. That sounds amazing.
You let us know. And if you yourself are attending a church, go to a church or whatever, and you want us to come play, our cost is free. So we will show up with the decks and have a show.
Well, we're just, I appreciate the servant heart, because I mean, that's what we're called to do.
Amen.
The Lord sent out, well, Jesus sent his disciples out, and he said, he didn't say, go out and make money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think no matter what version or who thought they translated it right, it's I don't see that in any version of the Bible.
That's right.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's pick up the cross.
That's right. You know.
That's right.
So the Lord will bless you. I know he will. So thank you for, one, being available. Thank you for taking the time. It was it's a pure joy to get to know you. And it is a blessing to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Greg. This is really such a great experience.
It was great talking to you both on the show and even off the show. Thank you, Greg.
And we'll have to stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely.
Don't be a stranger, Greg.
I won't. I will send you, because, you know, if you get my number, you're something. And I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'll send you my phone number, so it'd be a little bit easier to communicate.
I love that.
Well, God bless both of you. May the Lord, like I said, just continue to bless and walk with you.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Amen. Thank you, Greg. And same with you. And congrats on
the new baby, the new grandchild.
Are we on air still, or are we just talking like playing?
We are still on. We are on air.
Well. God has been showing up in your life and answering your prayers too. So not to go into the specifics that we talked off air, but God bless you as well. And I pray that God continues to work within your very large Israel-sized family.
Thank you. That's Emily and Michael Lundberg, Kingdom Revival, right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.